India is a small but growing market for imported pork, and while U.S. pork does not yet have access to India, U.S. Meat Export Federation Representative Monty Brown conducted a fact-finding visit funded by the Pork Checkoff. His observations are in this USMEF report.
I went to Bangalore, Mumbai, Delhi, and Agra. Bangalore is the fastest growing city in India and the home of one of the big e-commerce companies, Big Basket. The charge was to see, is there a market there for U.S. pork? The answer is yes, there is. It'll be a bit of work, obviously, but yes, there's a market there. There's potential. If we can cement the potential, we can generate things there. You know, they're buying pork now from Europe, predominantly Spain, Belgium. Canada's got access, and when we were there, Canadian product was just arriving. So they are getting imported pork, and we have people interested. We had one company that wants to buy a pork carcass cut in three with the tenderloin removed but included. They are happy to buy by the container. We think it'll suit a smaller exporter. That's one customer. We have Big Basket, who I've spoken to. They are huge into e-commerce. They have quite a number of pork items on their website. Distribution centers in about 19 or 20 cities and 6.4 million users. So we have great potential to get in there.
India has historically lacked modern food retail outlets. Brown explains that this is changing, but in a unique way.
I don't see that we're going to get the middle ground supermarket. Because land is so expensive, I don't see if you have a 100,000 square feet store, you have a million square feet of parking around it because they just wouldn't be able to make it pay. But then you go to their food hall concept, which is, I would say, equivalent to a Whole Foods. The food hall is located in the new modern retail mall. So it's there as one of, say, 40 or 50 stores.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.